In the wake of the Florida Supreme Court removing Amendment 5 from this November's ballot earlier this week, legislative leaders in Florida say they'll again make property taxes a top issue in their annual spring session. But some say the legislature shouldn't wait that long to act. Florida Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink says that now that Florida has a $1.5 billion shortfall, Governor Charlie Crist should call a special session to be held the day after the November presidential election. That call has been seconded by the Tampa Tribune editorial board. Outgoing House Speaker Marco Rubio, now a part-time professor at Florida International University in Miami, said his members in the House of Representatives had excellent ideas to address escalating property taxes 2 years ago, but were thwarted by his GOP colleagues in the state Senate.
There's a valuable lesson here. And the valuable lesson is that real problems have to be dealt with in a real way, or they just go bigger and harder to deal with. We had a chance 2 years ago, a year ago, to deal with property taxes. And the Florida House consistently, time and again, passed significant property tax reform. We passed 7 different plans, any of which would have stimulated our economy. Instead, we were forced to settle for Amendment 1, which was something that was put on the ballot and really has not stimulated the economy.
Speaker Rubio, and why was it? I mean, you guys have the numbers up there in the Tallahassee. How come that didn't happen then?
Well, I mean, again, we have our friends in the Senate that wouldn't go along with any of the 7 ideas that we proposed. And so what they sent to us at the last minute and the last day of a special session was Amendment 1. And so it was a take-it-or-leave-it proposition. And it did have some things in there, in portability and a 5% cap on commercial properties that are good, and people should have a right to pass those. So our choice was do nothing or pass Amendment 1. But I'm talking about the Florida House now. The Florida House passed 7 different plans. And then this regular session, we did that again. Now, people said that we were anti-government and that we were being stubborn, and it wasn't about any of that. This is not about anti-government. I have never once used the property tax issue to bash local government. Not one time have I ever been on record bashing local government. I believe that this was about stimulating Florida's economy. That's what this was about. We didn't do it, and now we're paying the price. The result is it's a lot harder to deal with this issue now because now it's further down the road. Now you've got 14% of the properties in Florida in foreclosure. Now you lead the nation in job loss. Now it's no longer just a problem. Now it's a crisis, and crisis is a lot harder to deal with. And I'm not sure that a property tax cut by itself will now stimulate Florida's economy.
Democrat Stephen Geller is the outgoing minority leader in the Florida State Senate.
It is not uncommon for states to have a tax revolt. It is very uncommon for a state to have a tax revolt when it is one of the lowest tax states in the country.
He tells WMNF that in the future, perhaps the legislature should look at the tax that dare not speak its name in Florida, a state income tax.
Certainly, at some point in time in the future, with people other than myself, could they put it on the table? Yeah. Florida's one of only 7 states that doesn't have an income tax.
It should be noted that Geller is term limited out of office, and thus does not have to run for re-election for even musing that such a tax should be put on the table. Winter Park House Republican Dean Cannon tells the South Florida Sun Sentinel that the legislature should focus on bringing more equity to Florida's tax system. He says some ideas being discussed include shifting towards a system more reliant on sales taxes or a government spending cap, which would link local and state spending to the growth in family income. Currently, 70% of the state's general revenue comes from the tax on retail sales. In a lead editorial, the Tampa Tribune said that because the legislature refuses to tax internet sales, a new inequity is being imposed on brick-and-mortar businesses. There has been grave disappointment that the Budget and Taxation Commission, which convenes only once every 20 years, failed to come up with any plans that had bipartisan support. Instead, the group proposed Amendments 5, 7, and 9, which were all rejected by the Supreme Court earlier this week. Amendment 5 would have reduced property taxes, but critics worry that it would have left a gaping hole in funding education. Former Speaker of the House Marco Rubio says he supported the so-called tax swap amendment, but reserves his ire for those who place their bets on the Budget and Taxation Commission.
But the bottom line is, what's comical about all this is that while the Florida House was pursuing some of these big, bold initiatives on property taxes, everyone was saying, including many of the editorial boards, don't do anything. Let the Tax and Budget Reform Commission deal with it. That's why they exist. So the Tax and Budget Commission came up with an idea, then the same editorial board were saying, kill their idea. The bottom line is that there are folks out there who believe that the economy exists to sustain the government. The economy does not exist to sustain the government. It exists to sustain our families. Government's job is to work for us and with us, not for us to work for the government to sustain it.
Amendment 5 was the brainchild of former State Senate Leader John McKay of Bradenton. Years ago, McKay had proposed, both through the legislature and as a possible constitutional amendment, to examine all the items in the state that currently receive a tax exemption, but that ultimately proved too hot of a political potato. Again, outgoing Senate Minority Leader Stephen Geller.
The reason you have all of those exemptions in the tax code is because they all had lobbyists pushing for them. I happen to think that John McKay, who was pushing for a lot of this, I think President McKay was one of the best Senate presidents Florida has had. I respect the man greatly, and I respect the fact that he has been trying to get tax reform. I regret that he tied it to, this one, but McKay recognizes that you need to close some of the sales tax loopholes. And I would agree that you ought to close some of the sales tax loopholes and other tax loopholes. I just don't think you should mislead the voters when you do so.